And we're back here on In Focus News Radio, KMAN. Nick McNamara in for Brandon Peoples. And we're speaking with our folks from the National Bio and Agro Defense Facility, usual guests, Katie Pulaski, NBAF Communications Director, Dr. Ken Burton, NBAF Coordinator, and Dr. Alfonso Calvillo, NBAF Director. And as we enter December now, we're on the second day of December, vastly approaching is the new year, and I'm curious, we'll start with Dr. Calvillo, what are some of the goals you all have coming up for 2022?
Anyway, thank you. I mean, we expect that in 2022, we will start to phase in some of our staff to enhance our work, as I was saying before, either the NBAF site or our temporary location at the KSU Foundation. At the same time, we want to ensure the safety and well-being of our staff as they move back into the office. This will require a lot of coordination and conversation with our employees to ensure we provide enough flexibility and that this transition can go as smooth as possible, and also that our staff feel safe as they return back to the office. Also, we expect that the NBAF construction and commissioning will be completed in 2022, and I'm very excited about that. And I'm looking forward to this transition. And it's exciting to see how our operational units are starting to work closely with our scientific staff at Plum Island to ensure the successful transition of the science program to NBAF. Thank you.
Let's go to Dr. Ken Burton next. What's your goals for 2022?
Well, quite a few, Nick, that we need to focus on. But probably the primary one, I think, is, you know, continuing to build that team. That's a focal point over the coming year, and we can't emphasize that enough. But as part of building that team here in Manhattan, our focus is going to be expanding our efforts to make the scientific staff at the Foreign Animal Disease Diagnostic Laboratory and the Foreign Animal Disease Research Unit in Plum Island to become more incorporated into our team. We currently have many interactions with our scientific staff at Plum, but now we're looking forward to, with a little bit of the easing of the travel restrictions, to bringing many of the scientists and support staff from Plum Island to actually visit their future home here at NBAF over the coming year. And we've already had the opportunity to begin those visits over the last couple of weeks, and are scheduling into the new year already to bring more and more of the science and support staff from Plum here to Manhattan. So we're excited about that. It just grows our team and expands the collaborations and the number of people that we consider in NBAF.
And how about you, Katie? What are you hoping to accomplish in 2022?
Yeah, thanks, Nick. So as we finish construction and commissioning, of course, all of us at NBAF want to keep focusing on building community support through open communication. We're excited to continue growing our Twitter and LinkedIn following and are already looking at more opportunities for educating the public on what's happening at NBAF. So we really look forward to continuing our outreach both virtually and also getting back to doing quite a bit more in person in 2022 as well. Another area of outreach we're excited to pursue is getting to partner with local schools, perhaps science classes, to help kids understand the importance of what we do and the types of careers we'll have at NBAF. And then finally, we continue to fine-tune plans and are working to put the Safety and High Reliability Organization, or HRO, cultures into action. So we really need all that to be in place before the science mission transitions to NBAF. So that's a top priority. These initiatives are really paramount to our mission being successful, as well as for the safety of our workforce and community.
And as we talk about next steps, we're looking at a construction completion in spring of 2022, commission completion around summer of 2022 at this point. And I want to ask Dr. Burton, once we get through those periods, what's the next step in the transition of seeing folks come over from Plum Island and set up base here in NBAF?
Well, again, moving the missions from Plum Island, the scientific missions from Plum Island to NBAF is going to be a primary next step. You know, once we hit that full operating capability, then that's we've already started working on the process for registering the select agent work that will be granted by the Federal Select Agent Program, and then getting all the approval for the transfer and to be able to begin work with foot and mouth disease. That has to be granted by the Secretary of Agriculture. So as you can guess, there's quite a bit of paperwork and quite a bit of preparatory work that will need to be done before that mission can be can be transferred. But that'll be the primary focus, is to maintain operations and transfer the mission from Plum Island.
Very good. And 9:29, as we're running out of time, I just want to get one last question in with Dr. Calvillo. And, you know, we're talking about the shift over to the facility at NBAF. And I'm curious if you've noticed any shifts in mission plans regarding the science that will be happening at the facility since you've started.
No, Nick, we are still have the same mission, and we will continue with that. Our mission has been always to protect the U.S. From transboundary emerging and zoonotic animal diseases that somehow can threaten our food supply, agricultural economy, and public health. And you see today more than ever, these diseases, either animal diseases or human diseases, are all over the place, can affect at any time the U.S., and we need to be ready to respond effectively and timely to any of these incursions.
Very good. And before I let you all go, I want to give you one last opportunity to just say what you're kind of most excited for heading into the new year. It can be things we've talked about, or if you want to go on a more just holiday-themed note, that's completely fine, too. What are you all looking forward to in the next year?
I can kick us off if you want.
Yeah, go for it, Katie.
Sure. Yeah, I'll kick us off. So certainly, while there's certainly some benefits of telework for extroverts like me and most of my team that get our energy from people, we'll really look forward to having meetings in person again this year, building relationships and meeting, those more than 170 people that have joined our team over the past 20 or so months. Again, we're also looking forward to continuing and expanding our outreach, planning activities like ribbon cuttings and creating a virtual tour of the facility. So lots to be excited about in 2022.
Ken, what's your number one excited thing that's making you most excited about 22?
From the NBAF perspective, Nick, it's just all of the planning that so many people have done since as early as 2006 is really becoming a reality. And it's just so exciting that with all the progress that NBAF and the NBAF team will make in 2022, I look forward to continuing to work with so many of the great and dedicated people that make up that NBAF team. It's a great group.
And Alfonso, I'll give you the last word. What are you excited about?
Hey, Nick, definitely into the new year is to see how we will establish our scientific programs at NBAF and see that collaboration between our operational and scientific unit that will help us just to face the future challenges in science. I'm really excited about that.
And it all sounds very exciting from my end, too. So I want to thank you all for calling in. Always great to hear from the folks over at NBAF. Hear from you next month as well, I hope. Maybe it'll be me even in this chair. Who knows?
We welcome that.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, y'all have a good rest of your morning. Appreciate the time. We're going to transition to a break here, and then when we get back, General Perry Wiggins from the Governor's Military Council on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.